Given everything we just learned about all the ways that we distort reality, that we have difficulty accessing reality, it is incumbent upon us to adopt a beginner's mind. Beginner's mind is what the child has, this endless curiosity where he wants to inspect and explore new things. And so we're going to ask you to begin to step away from all of your assumptions that you think you understand and know and begin to see a little bit differently. That's what this work is about. So the beginner's mind is curious rather than closed. It's open to possibility rather than fixed on ideas. So that's where we're headed. The work that I mentioned is that the hard conversations force us to grow. And this is the work. This is how we grow. It starts with these two parts of ourselves, the solid self and the changing self. The solid self is the part of us that doesn't move. This is the state of clarity and assertion. This is that statements, declarations, who I am, who I am not, what I have to share. This is broadcast mode. And you will need this part of you in any hard conversation. You'll need to know your boundaries. You'll need to know your limits. You'll need to know your desires, wants, and be really clear. And you'll need to share. You won't be able to avoid these things. So some of you will be less inclined to be in broadcast mode. You'll want to be in a different one. But this is a critical part, and we'll work with that a little bit later. The changing self, this is the part that evolves, that grows, that moves over time. And so the changing self is a state of curiosity and listening. This is sonar mode. This is the one that asks questions rather than makes statements. Who am I becoming? Who do I still need to become? What needs to change in me? What do I have yet to learn? And both of these are essential, the solid self, the changing self. Both of them require a kind of a dance, a balance between the two in an ongoing way. You will need to bring both of yourself. Having said that, probably more of the focus and attention in this training, in this whole module over these videos, is going to be more on the changing self. And since we're on the subject of change and curiosity and wondering, and since we've already explored all the things we don't have access to, there's another little piece of information I want to introduce, and that is this notion of what we know, don't know, and wish we knew. So in our lives, in our minds, there's a lot of things that we know. For example, I know that I'm pretty good at coaching. I know how to coach. I know I'm a speaker. I know how to speak. I played hockey. I know how to play hockey. I studied theology. I have a degree in it. I know theology. And that's great. There's a lot of things I know, but it is a very small percent of everything that is available for us. That's that 5%. Now, there's also things that I know I don't know. So, for example, I don't know calculus. I never had to take it in high school or college. I haven't missed it even one bit. I don't know finance. I'm not a, would never be able to be a CFO. I have never played basketball. Hockey season overlapped, so I know I don't know how to play basketball. I mean, I could get on the court to be a disaster and embarrassing. I don't know astrology. I studied theology, so I don't really know that much about astrology. There you go. That's just a sampling of the things I know I don't know. I could go on and on, right? But then there are also things that I don't know that I know. And this is a little harder to express in the present because I don't know it, right? So I don't know what I actually know. These might be skills that you have. So I could go back in time and go, there was a time that I didn't know that I knew how to preach. And what I mean by that is when I first took a preaching class, my professor took me aside and said, you've got a real gift for this. And that wasn't something I'd been trained in. Apparently, I just had some natural ability. And I didn't know that prior to trying it. And so I didn't know I knew how to do some preaching. It didn't mean I didn't have a lot to learn. And I developed it over time. Swimming. When I was a kid, I didn't really, you know, train a lot or anything. I just got in the water. I remember swimming and I was faster than everybody. I don't know how I was. I just was fast. I never developed it. I moved to Minnesota from Arizona. There weren't a lot of swimming pools in the winter. So I went to hockey where there was more ice. Leadership. When I was in college, I took on a leadership role for the first time in my life and found that it was fairly natural to me. I wasn't too overwhelmed and I really enjoyed it and I felt pretty connected and got some good feedback for the most part. And that showed me that I had some natural leadership abilities. Those were things I didn't know that I actually knew how to do. The question mark is, what else don't I know? The same goes for you. You have things you know, you know you don't know, and you don't know you know. So look forward to what else you might learn about yourself, especially throughout this entire Next Level Leader training. There's going to be things that you discover about yourself that you actually were good at. And of course, there's going to be things next. The next thing is, I don't know, I don't know. There's a whole universe. The largest part out there are the things that I don't know, I don't know. One of my favorite sayings from a guy who was in his 60s, who was a very seasoned leader in a business. And he said, you know, Shane, what you get with me is not that I know more than others. It's that I know a lot more what I don't know. And so that's pretty cool. He had a lot more clarity about what he didn't know. Whereas younger, inexperienced people, we have less clarity about what we don't know. So for example, for a period of time, I didn't know how important it was to establish credibility when you enter a new organization, that there's a whole body of knowledge around how you do that. And actually, that's one of the bonuses. The first 90-day success plan introduces this. So that was one for me. The importance of credibility was something I didn't know. The Enneagram, this was a personality system that I was introduced to when I was a hospital chaplain. And it's also one of the bonuses where I didn't know that I didn't know about it. It wasn't there in my life. It wasn't even in my framework. And you might also not have known you didn't know about it until I introduced it here. So there's the question mark. So there's a universe of things out there that I don't know that I don't know. And the same is true with you. And so what that should invite and evoke is, again, that beginner's mind, that state of curiosity, that posture of wonderment.